Hello and welcome to the live stream. Sorry about the slight delay. There were some technical problems. My name is Vimo, and this live stream happens on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. when we talk about religion, atheism, Indian culture, and some amount of Indian politics, because these topics are really inextricable from each other. Why do I get spam callers the moment I start my live stream? I don't know. But hello. I have already shared the join link in the chat and pinned it to the top of the chat. If you want to join me on screen, you can by clicking that link, and we can talk about things that matter. Before I begin, I would like to remind you that if you want to support this channel, you can do so by becoming a member, by clicking the join button below, or by sending a super chat, or by sending a donation at my UPI ID, which is at Vimo@UPI. This is the first time I'm doing this. After a long time, I'm doing this because a lot of money that people send via YouTube does not get to me because there are cuts on the way. By sending your contributions to through UPI, you'll be making a more substantial contribution to this show and whatever other work I do. So thanks in advance for that. Of course, it goes without saying that you don't have to. People who can. People who don't think they can are free not to. The show is free and will always remain free. There is also the option of supporting the channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also buy merch at kadakmerch.com/vimolive. Those are the options for you to support the show. I have one person in the chat. My request to everyone who's joining is to go to the private chat section on the sidebar and talk about and mention the topic that you want to talk about so I can choose which order to take people in. Today's topic, as mentioned on the thumbnail, is aliens. The biggest reason behind having that as a topic is that somewhere in US Congress, someone went on record and said that that aliens exist. And a lot of people are really excited about that. And I don't think it is as big of a deal as it is being made out to be. It is a big deal that it has been mentioned on an official platform. However, there is still no evidence and therefore no reason to believe in it. So take it with a pinch of salt. And also because I get a lot of comments from Praveen Mohan fans on my main channel where they're like, if it was not advanced technology, what else could it possibly be? Which is arguing from ignorance. So I had asked a few of them to come on today's live stream and talk to me if they want to. Let's see if they come. So if they come, we will talk. Let's take a look at a few comments before I begin. Hello to everyone. Hello, Abhishek. Hello, Surya. Hello, Ashish. Ashish wants to talk about subsidies with data. Okay, Ashish is in the queue. We'll take him. Raj says, hi, Vimo. You have been a reason I have started questioning various things that were pre-imposed over me by society. That's good to know, Raj. Thank you. Shriyasha says, I want more and more believers to join. Lately, there have not been as many as I feel. Okay. Raj, by the way, today we are also going live on Twitch. If anyone is not following me on Twitch, you can do so at twitch.tv/TheVimoShow. TheVimoShow. This live stream is going to be simulcast on Twitch in addition to other formats also being done on Twitch, which cannot be on YouTube because of copyright issues. But yeah, Twitch, more stuff is going to happen on Twitch. Hello to everyone who's on Twitch right now, like Meena, Akash. How's your day? Unavailable Bebop. Hey, Vimo. Hi, Unavailable Bebop. I don't know who these people are. I'm hearing your usernames for the first time. Daredevil says, what do you think about Abhijit Chawda? A familiar old right-wing face, man. Like the usual arguments, the usual nonsense. I have, since the last time you guys mentioned Abhijit Chawda, watched some of his stuff. And yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Shriyasha says, Abhijit Chawda also does the same thing, peddling far-fetched claims about Sanatan Dharma with misleading proofs. Okay. Right. Somebody has mentioned, watch Hassan's video about that. And then Shriyasha agree, falls into more into Dhruv Radar. I wonder if Dhruv Radar is related to Dan Radar. But yeah, let's take Ashish. Hi, Ashish.
Hey, hi, Vimo. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, can you hear me fine?
I can hear you. You are not on screen. Don't worry about it. You're audible.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah. So last time we talked about subsidies. I just want to, substantiate with a little bit more data. Okay. So there have been RBI reports.
Ashish, before we proceed, just reiterate your argument, the thing that you want to prove with this data.
Yeah. So yeah, let me reiterate my argument, which was that India should not do more of a subsidy culture and what is the impact right now with the subsidy culture. Okay. And the ways to solve it, I agree with you, is, you know, two aspects. One is we should definitely take more taxes from the rich. So it's like you increase the taxes, you increase the collection of taxes, and at the same time you reduce the huge outgo and subsidies. So have targeted subsidies for the poor, right?
Define targeted subsidies.
So yeah, so there is one, let's say one example, right? Andhra Pradesh has one scheme which says that we will give 15,000 to students' mothers to encourage those parents to send their children to school. Now, this is a very this is a very flawed way to provide subsidies, because it could be, you could see that this could be misused very badly, right?
Misused how?
So people will take this 15,000. So you have, let's say, a kid in your family. You may send him or not send him to the school, but you will definitely collect the 15,000. Or you will collect the 15,000 and nobody knows you're spending that on the school or you're spending that
Ashish,
somewhere else.
The argument against subsidies cannot be that subsidies might be misused, because then you can make that argument about everything, right? If giving subsidies is a burden on the exchequer, I can understand you making that point with data. But right. Making an argument that a thing should not exist because it might be misused is not a solid argument and against anything. Because everything can be misused.
True, Vimo. But the percentage of misuse is very high. You could have targeted, like, I'll give you an example, okay? So you make electricity free, let's say, up to 100 units, right? Most of the poor people and the middle class people, they use 100 units or below that, right? Okay. And only the rich people, they use 200, 300 or 500 units of electricity. It would be a very bad implementation of giving electricity subsidy that, let's say, you make 300 units or 500 units of electricity free for everybody. So, by the way, Punjab is doing that. They are making 300 units of electricity free, and they have said that their expenditure would be 5,000 crores or something on that.
Okay.
So yeah. So that's the argument I'm trying to make, that you can tune those subsidies in a way that you cover the poor people more in that, and you allow the poor people to benefit more. And
How will you do that?
As I said, with electricity, one example I gave is that you...
So your prior argument about the possibility of misuse does not apply in this case?
It applies, but the percentage of misuse reduces, Vimo.
How do you know that the percentage is lower? How would you come to the conclusion that the percentage is lower in this case, but not in the other one?
So let's compare two states, right? A state like, I think... Currently, Telangana is giving like 100 units or something electricity free, and Punjab is giving like 300 units free. So Punjab's expenditure on electricity is this electricity subsidy is much higher, right? And at the same time, their debt is increasing because of it. Whereas when you are making 100 units of, as I said, right, in my argument first.
I'm still waiting for the part where the misuse part is checked. What mechanism would you use to make sure that this electricity subsidy is not misused?
No, I'm not saying that, you could have you could have a scenario that where you'll have 0% misuse, Vimo.
No, I'm not saying zero that. Misuse. I'm saying how would you even come to the conclusion that there is reduced misuse?
So the conclusion from which I'm coming is that, there are varied patterns. Rich people, middle class people and poor people use electricity, right? Mm-hmm. So as I said, poor people don't have devices like, air conditioning. They don't have other thing in their houses. So their electricity usage is generally under 100 units or so. Okay. So when you give, let's say, 100 units free, almost all poor people are using that. And anybody who is using more than 100 units, what we do in that case is that the moment you go beyond 100 units, you pay the whole bill. So your first 100 units also become chargeable. Okay.
Okay. So you're saying that the way to avoid the possibility of misuse is... to make sure that electricity subsidy is only given to people who don't have air conditioners.
Air conditioner was one example. Okay. So
it was an example. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you clarify, like, if you have only one scooter, we will give you subsidy on petrol, and then you can only put petrol in that one scooter, and we know that you're not misusing it by putting it in multiple vehicles. That's what you're generally implying?
Yeah.
But then people can still lie about having multiple vehicles, right? My larger point is this, Ashish, and I hope I can like I am being clear about this. My larger point is this: you can make an argument that some subsidies are too much, but the argument that subsidies should not be given because they might be misused is a two-way street, and anyone can use it for anything. You can say that, yeah, you know, the government is providing us with electricity, some people are misusing it. The government is providing us with roads, some people are, yeah, using those roads to, yeah, do terrible things.
No, no, right? I know, Vimo, it could go in a very bad direction, but what I'm saying is that, you know, there are better ways to handle this, and at the same time, target.
And I'm trying to understand what are those best, better ways.
So for electricity, I gave you the better way example, that limited based on the number of units.
I don't think that's going to work out, because people can still lie about the number of units, right? People already do. There are plenty of places which siphon off more electricity than they need by saying that they need it.
So if they get more electricity, they consume more units, and then they'll have to pay the bill, right? That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm saying, like, if the government says there is an option out of 10, suppose you spend 10 right. every month, out of 10, we will give 5 to people, right? And this is the criteria. And then people will figure out ways to meet that criteria. People say, yeah, I need the 5. They will lie. They will make up stuff.
Yeah.
If there are 100 people in a community, right, how many do you think are going to lie about it?
Yeah, so I am not, taking it to the truth question, Suman.
I'm trying to take you to a conclusion. Right. I'm saying, if there is a possibility that 10 people might misuse something, is that grounds for preventing the other 90 from having access to something as basic as electricity subsidy?
No, it's not. So
that's my point. Yeah. If the grounds for refusing a certain government subsidy is that some people might misuse it, it's the same as, you know, effectively, functionally, the conclusion that we have to reach is that we should not do good things because there might be some people who might take advantage of it. There will always be some people who take advantage of it. And that's a case for, that's a case for, you know, law enforcement or inspection and making sure that people don't do it. Right. But that's not an argument against the subsidy.
Right. My overarching argument there, Vimo, is that we should collect more taxes from the rich, and we should reduce the subsidies, because the state situation is very bad. I will forward you a few of the reports from RBI and also one example I'll say to you, right, that the 15th Finance Commission has observed it, that some richer states, right, despite of, you know, they are doing like big property transactions, they lag behind in collection of these stamp duty and taxes. And because the reason for that is the fair value of land, which is fixed by state governments, are significantly lower than the market value of those lands. Okay. So, and it also impacts the property taxes, because you are, evaluating that land to be much lower than that. This is very different as compared to...
I got it. There can be nuances, right? And there can be, there are legitimate complaints against this matter, and there is obviously always the option to sharpen the pencil. I'm just saying that a lot of times when we say that subsidies are a bad idea, if any government is to take our complaint seriously, it always works out to the disadvantage of the people who need it most. If you tax the rich still don't lose much. But if you don't give the poor subsidy, they stand to lose a lot. And by the way, air conditioners right now seem to not be a luxury. They seem to be an essential commodity given the way the temperature is rising. So just something on top of your example. But thank you, Ashish, for calling. This was a good conversation. I need to move on to the next person. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, that's okay with me. Yeah.
Bye. Let's talk next time.
Sure. Yeah.
Chalo. Bye-bye. Is Ashish gone? Yes, Ashish is gone. Ashish is gone. Let me read some comments. First of all, Move78, thank you for becoming a member on YouTube. Much appreciated. Move78, much appreciated. There is also a comment from Sumana who says, assuming people will misuse is not a reason to not give subsidies. Most people will benefit, but there are always people who take advantage. Yeah, that's my point. There is a good way to oppose something and there is a bad way to oppose something. wondering if some people might misuse something is not a great way to oppose something. That's my entire point, basically. Because if that is a method we adopt to criticize things that need to be done, then you can make a case against anything, including very good things. Unavailable Bebop is discovering Twitch points. By the way, Twitch has a point system. The longer you are in chat, you accumulate points and then you can use those points. I still haven't set up many things about like what to do with those points. So just keep accumulating the points. When I set stuff up, you can use them. Brown Panic says, Vimo, there is confusion between Aryan invasion and Aryan migration. Anti-caste historians argue that there has been an Aryan migration, but right-wingers remain fixated on Aryan invasion. Aryan invasion was a theory a long time ago. Nobody takes it seriously anymore, including so-called left liberal historians and modern Western historians. It is only right-wingers who are obsessed with it because it's a good stick to beat people with, even though that stick is actually not there anymore. Nobody believes there was an Aryan invasion. Aryan migration, or at some point, the fact that people came into India from beyond, slightly northwest, that direction, I'm not going to take any particular place's name, that is decidedly true. We have had Aryan migration. The more kooky theory is out of India theory, which is still on the table. I'm sure there are historians who believe it. But by and large, the consensus seems to be that the earliest populations of India came from lands beyond what we know as India right now. There may be people who say that wherever they came from was also India, and that's a different discussion. But what we call India right now, the first people who came to reside here came from outside. Sumana says it's like saying let's not take in refugees because some of them bring drugs. Yeah, it's the same argument. It's a very middle class argument. Amit, hi Amit. Amit sends $5 and says, if I believe that aliens are likely, but I don't know, does that make me an agnostic alien? You are agnostic about the existence of aliens, that means. Yeah. I don't know if the phrase agnostic alienist will apply, but yeah. Brown Panic says, Vimo, can I paste the link of a YouTube playlist on cast on Twitch? I think you can. It will. I don't know if it'll appear. Just check now. I haven't set up my Twitch a great deal. Wait, there is Aranya says on topic temple technology. Okay, Aranya is here. Let's take Aranya, you have to wait a little bit. I have to take Bloodless Revolutionary before that. Hi, Bloodless. Bloodless.
Hi, Vimo.
Hey.
So I was reading one of the article. Hmm. This is by...
Which article?
This is by Ajay Gudavarthi. And the title is The Brahmin Returns.
So, okay.
So it is about... it is about the 90s upsurge. Iske andar jo 90s mein... ब्राह्मण एंड बहुजन का जो वर्सेस हुआ था और उसमें नॉर्थ में बैकवर्ड क्लास का कंसोलिडेशन हुआ था और साउथ में ड्रविडियनिज्म आया था.
Okay.
तो उसके ऊपर है और उस और अभी क्या सिचुएशन है उस पर है तो इसके ना मेरे को आपका व्यू जानना है तो मैं कुछ पॉइंट्स आपको बता रहा हूँ. ठीक है. तो
व्हाट इज द इफ यू कैन जस्ट समराइज दिस आर्टिकल
Quickly. Yes. तो उस समय जो ब्राह्मणिज्म था वो स्टैंड करता था कि जो हिंदू कास्ट हायरार्की है उसको वो रखना चाहता था और कम्युनलिज्म पे वो स्टैंड करता था. और जो बहुजनिज्म का स्टैंड था वो ये था कि एक इक्वालिटी का राइज आएगा मार्जिनलाइज सेक्शंस के लिए. तो तब से अब तक जो पिटफॉल हुआ है जिसमें ब्राह्मण्स हारे तो उससे उन्होंने कुछ सीख ली है. तो okay. उसमें फिर एक थोड़ा कॉन्टेक्स्ट डालने के लिए कि क्या क्या नया सीख लिया है क्या चेंज आया उसके लिए थोड़ा सा जानना पड़ेगा कि गांधी वर्सेस अंबेडकर का जो डिबेट था तो गांधी का जो मोड था वो ये था कि जो हायरार्की है उसको खत्म नहीं करना चाहिए, उसको प्रिजर्व करना चाहिए, और क्योंकि ये लोगों को एक बाध्यता में रखेगा और ये जरूरी है सोसाइटी के लिए, सिविलिटी के लिए जरूरी है। लेकिन अंबेडकर का मानना था ये टोटल इनजस्टिस है और इसको इरेडिकेट कर देना चाहिए। फिर और ये अभी भी है, क्योंकि और अभी अभी क्या है इसमें, जब 90s के बाद अभी जो प्रेजेंट सिचुएशन है कि जो सेग्रीगेशन है हम सोसाइटी में जो अभी देख रहे हैं, प्यू रिसर्च का एक डेटा है जिसमें माइनॉरिटी से लेके जो मेजॉरिटी रिलीजन के लोग हैं वो सेग्रीगेट सोसाइटी में रहते हैं, वो नेबर्स नहीं चाहते कि किसी और रिलीजन का हो,
क्या हो?
फिर किसी और रिलीजन का कोई नेबर हो उनके यहाँ, और हिंदूज
कौन
में
कौन
सबसे
कौन
ज्यादा है,
चाहता, कौन चाहता है ये?
सारे रिलीजन में, सभी रिलीजन्स में
नो, आई थॉट
ये
यू
है
मेंशन
कि
माइनॉरिटीज एंड मार्जिनलाइज्ड ओनली.
ये एक तरीके से मैं बताना चाह रहा हूँ कि ना हमारी सोसाइटी सेग्रीगेटेड है, ये प्यू रिसर्च
हमारी
को मैं
सोसाइटी
इधर ला
सेग्रीगेटेड
करके, हाँ
है. हाँ, हमारी सोसाइटी सेग्रीगेटेड है, पर
भले ही
उस आर्टिकल को
डाइवर्स,
तुम एक आर्टिकल को साइट कर रहे हो, उस आर्टिकल के हिसाब से हमारी सोसाइटी के सेग्रीगेटेड होने का कोई कारण दिया है उसमें?
नहीं इसमें इसमें बस एक कंक्लूजन हम ड्रॉ कर सकते हैं कि भले ही हम डाइवर्सिटी के लिए वाउच करते हैं लेकिन सेग्रीगेटेड होकर एक साथ में। फिर उसके बाद अभी हम क्या देखते हैं, जो वापस राइज आया है ब्राह्मणिज्म का अपनी गलतियों से सीख लेकर, तो वो आया है कि दलित्स को कैसे, जो एक तरीके का डिसलाइक था एक हिंदू आइडेंटिटी को लेकर, उसको कैसे हटाया जा सके। तो हम देखते हैं कि मोस्ट ऑफ रिलीजियस प्लेसेस पे जो शिव का कोई आरती हो रहा है तो उसमें उनको कोई दिक्कत नहीं है, या उनको अपने आप को हिंदू कहलाने में ज्यादा दिक्कत नहीं है, इतना डिसलाइक नहीं है। और ये जो हमें दिखता है ये कहीं ना कहीं गांधीयन मोल्ड में जा रहा है, बजाय उसके कि ये अंबेडकर मोल्ड में हो। तो ये
सो
जो
नहीं,
नया लैंग्वेज है,
सो इसमें दो दो फाड़ हो सकते हैं इस आर्ग्यूमेंट के. वन, ये बात 2014, 15, 16 के आसपास, या उससे, 2014 से एक साल दो साल पहले भी सच हो सकती थी. इस समय उतनी सच नहीं है, क्योंकि हमने इस रिटर्न्ड ब्राह्मणिज्म का कंक्लूजन देख लिया है पिछले 10 साल में. और इस समय एक चीज़ तो ये हो रही है कि भारत में और सब कॉन्टिनेंट में जो दलित बहुजन आदिवासी पॉलिटिक्स का रिसर्जेंस हो रहा है, राइट? दैट्स वन थिंग. एंड सेकेंडली, जो पावर सोर्स है इस नए ब्राह्मणिज्म का, विच इज द इंटेलेक्चुअल रूट्स ऑफ इट, विच काइंड ऑफ इमर्ज फ्रॉम द पीपल हु आर अब्रॉड राइट नाउ, एनआरआई ब्राह्मण्स राइट नाउ, उन लोगों ने 9/11 के बाद अपने आप को हिंदू अमेरिकन कैटेगरी में डालने की बहुत कोशिश की थी. और उस वजह से उधर आरएसएस और आरएसएस से अफिलेटेड बहुत सारे ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस का काफ़ी प्रादुर्भाव बढ़ा था. बट पिछले कुछ सालों में, पिछले 4-5 सालों में, आई थिंक दलित बहुजन आदिवासी ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस का प्रादुर्भाव भी अमेरिका में बढ़ा है. और इस बात का अवेयरनेस काफ़ी हद तक आया है कि दलित प्रेजेंस को डाइल्यूट करने की कोशिश में कई दलित आइडेंटिटीज को ब्राह्मणिज्म के अंदर असिमिलेट करने की कोशिश की जा रही है. सो ये दिस इज मोर लाइक, ये जो अवेंजर्स एज ऑफ अल्ट्रॉन में कैप्टन अमेरिका ने बोला था, इनकमिंग ऑलरेडी केम. सो ये जो आर्टिकल है जिसको आप साइट कर रहे हैं, ये कब का है, किस साल का है, किस महीने का,
ये
बता सकते
अभी
हो
का है, ये कुछ
कब
दिन
पब्लिश
पहले ही
हुआ?
आया है,
अच्छा, हाँ, तो आई
एक
थिंक
सेकेंड
इट्स अ लिटिल
डेट।
आई थिंक इट्स अ लिटिल लेट. आई थिंक इट इज डिफाइनिंग और डिस्क्राइबिंग थिंग्स एज दे एग्जिस्टेड अबाउट 5 years ago, and in these last 5 years, a lot has happened. There is a lot of Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi, and you know, even Pasmanda Muslim consolidation, and caste-based politics is making a return thanks to this kind of antics by Brahminists. So yeah, मुझे लगता है कि ये आर्टिकल एक एक्यूरेट चीज बता रहा है, पर ये थोड़ा आउटडेटेड भी हो चुका है.
ना, मतलब बिल्कुल अपना प्रॉमिसेस तो फुलफिल नहीं कर पा रहे हैं, क्योंकि ये तो बस दिखावा था, पसमांदा मुसलमान का हमने देख लिया, कैसे शॉपकीपर्स को जाना पड़ा छोड़ के, क्योंकि उनको ईविल की तरह पोर्ट्रे किया गया था बाय हिंदू
इकोनॉमिक बॉयकॉट
मॉब।
करने की कोशिश कर गई, ट्विटर पर
हाँ,
हैशटैग ट्रेंड करा रहे थे, आर्थिक बहिष्कार,
और वो सारे
स्ट्रेट आउट ऑफ
पसमांदा
द नाजी
मुसलमान।
प्ले बुक।
तो बस इसमें बस यही है कि जो लैंग्वेज थी सुपीरियरिटी दिखाने की, वो लैंग्वेज चेंज हो गई है। उस लैंग्वेज में वो एक तरीका सिविल सोसाइटी बना रहे, जो उनका हिंदू राष्ट्र का प्रोजेक्ट है, और कल्चर प्रोटेक्ट करने का वो दिलासा देते हैं।
हाँ,
तो ये कुछ
साथ ही
चेंजेस
साथ
आए
सिर्फ
हैं।
दिलासा देते हैं और साथ ही साथ कल्चर को खाते भी रहते हैं,
यस
मतलब
यस
किसी किसी से प्यार भरी बातें करते हुए उनको निगलना, वो हो रहा है।
तो आपके हिसाब से थोड़ा आउटडेटेड है वो। मैंने रवीश का भी एक देखा था, ऑफिशियल रवीश, उसपे वो
हाँ,
बता रहे थे
और
कि
उन्होंने,
यूएस में
मैंने वो
कैसे।
किताब एक्चुअली ऑर्डर की है, जब आएगी तो पढ़ूंगा और आप लोगों के साथ शेयर करने की कोशिश करूंगा। द बुक इज कॉल्ड देश इज डिवाइडेड आई थिंक, एंड इट इज अबाउट द हिस्ट्री ऑफ
यस
हाउ दी पॉलिटिक्स अमंग NRIs हैज टेकन शेप ओवर द लास्ट फ्यू ईयर्स एंड हाउ दैट इनएविटेबली एंड्स अप अफेक्टिंग द पॉलिटिक्स इन इंडिया। सो आई बी टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट बुक सम टाइम।
ठीक है, ओके, नहीं जाऊँ।
थैंक यू ब्लडलेस, बहुत दिन बाद आना हुआ आपका, थैंक यू। दैट वॉज ब्लडलेस, ओके सॉरी, मैं गलती से अरण्या को हटा रहा था। अरण्या को लेने से पहले लेट मी जस्ट रीड अ फ्यू कॉमेंट्स। देर इज अ कॉमेंट बाय साइंस इज डोप हु सेज, हे वेमो कॉन्ग्रेट्स ऑन 5K सब्स, थैंक्स मैन, थैंक यू सो मच। द लाइव स्ट्रीम गॉट टू 5,000 सब्स, इट वॉज क्वाइट समथिंग। एम जी ऑल्सो सेज कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन ऑन 5K सब्सक्राइबर्स, थैंक यू। I almost completely forgot to mention it today. Yeah, we have reached 5,000 subscribers on this channel. So, yay. Ashish says there are better usages to providing subsidies to targeting the poor. I have never said we will get to zero misuse and should target for that. Ashish, my point was not, as I mentioned to you when we were talking, my point is not that there I'm only going to go for something that cannot be misused at all. Right? And I'm sure you are not also. I'm saying that misuse as an argument against a subsidy is like, you're not standing on very solid ground, because that argument can be made about anything. Somebody had asked if I do, I forgot. Yeah. Move78 asked, how do you do Twitch only streams? If yes, when? Move, there is a plan to start Twitch only streams where I will be reacting to things, because I can't do reaction streams on YouTube because copyright ka bahut bade bade jhamele aa jate hain, and I want to do extensive reactions, not just 5-10 minutes ka. So that's what I'm going to use the Twitch account for. Anyone who's interested in those can go to twitch.tv/thevimoshow and follow me there, and whenever I do one, you'll get a notification. So thanks in advance for that. Right, so let us finally get to Aranya. Aranya, you're online.
यस सर,
Hello.
यस सर,
I can
नमस्ते।
hear you. Go on. Namaste. हाँ बोलिए अरण्या, आई कैन हियर यू।
सर, मैं यहाँ पे आया था,
हाँ
वहाँ पे आपने जो एक शॉर्ट बनाए थे, ओ वहाँ पे जो प्रोविन्स सर एक्सप्लेन कर रहे थे, उसको उनको आप डिपेंड कर रहे थे, जो ये यहाँ पे ये दो लड़की एक खड़े हैं पास पास,
हाँ,
तो उसको आप एक्सप्लेन कैसे कर दिए ऐसे
कैसे एक्सप्लेन
जी?
किया मैंने, आपको याद है मैंने क्या एक्सप्लेन किया था?
हाँ, आपने
हाँ,
वहां
क्या
पे
किया था
ये
मैंने?
बोला वो मंदिर पे ये दो लड़की स्टैचू, दो लड़की का स्टैचू है दो तरफ, तो वहां पे आपने बोला ये हो सकता है ये एक लेस्बियन कपल है, और वहां पे एक लिस्ट बता रहा है, और एक को वो समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, इसलिए उसने क्या कर दिया। तो ये चीज मुझे समझ में नहीं आता कि आप इसको ऐसे बोल कैसे देते हैं।
आपको इस बात में प्रॉब्लम क्या है?
प्रॉब्लम कुछ नहीं है, आप
फिर
जो बता रहे हैं वो थोड़ा सोच समझ के बताइए ना।
मैंने क्या गलत बोला बताओ ना, उस आर्गुमेंट में प्रॉब्लम क्या है?
वो आर्गुमेंट में प्रॉब्लम यही है, जो जब प्रभुमोहन सेठ जी बोलते हैं जे ये चीज ये हो सकता है, तो आप डायरेक्ट बोल रहे हो ये चीज नहीं है,
नहीं, मैं
पर
कह रहा हूं कि
आप
मैंने जो
भी
बोला वो भी हो सकता है ना। अगर
हाँ हो
प्रवीण मोहन
सकता
ने
है,
एक
हो
स्टैचू को देखे, अगर प्रवीण मोहन एक
सकता है।
स्टैचू को देखता है, सुन रहो ना भाई, अगर प्रवीण मोहन एक स्टैचू को देखता है जहाँ पे दो लड़कियां अपने मुंह के पास कोई चीज पकड़े हुए हैं और वो कहता है कि ये लोग फोन पकड़े हुए हैं, ये हो सकता है, राइट? और तुम उसको मान
ओके
लेते हो, फिर मैं कहता हूँ ना ये
सर
वो
जी,
हाथ में नोटपैड पकड़ी
सर
हुई और
जी,
ग्रोसरी लिस्ट बना रही
सर
है,
जी,
तुम
मैं
प्रवीण
नहीं
मोहन
बोल रहा
मान
हूँ
रहे हो? सुन लो भाई
सर
अरण्या,
जी।
मेरा सेंटेंस खत्म होने दो,
ओके ओके
मैं खत्म कर लो अपना सेंटेंस फिर बोलना, मैं बोलने दूंगा तुमको। अगर प्रवीण मोहन कहता है कि वो लोग फोन पकड़े हुए हैं और तुम उसको मान सकते हो, और मैं कहता हूँ कि वो लोग नोटपैड पकड़े हुए हैं और ग्रोसरी लिस्ट बना रही है, तुम इसको क्यों नहीं मान सकते हो? मुझे कारण बताओ।
सर जी, मैं उनको डायरेक्ट अंधों की तरह विश्वास नहीं करता। यहाँ पे ये भी हो सकता है, उसके हाथ में एक पेपर है और एक पेन है, वहां पे लिख रहा है।
ठीक है, तो फिर प्रॉब्लम क्या है? मैंने तो वही बोला।
तो आप ये बताओ, पेन कितने साल पहले आविष्कार हुआ था?
फोन कितने साल पहले आविष्कार हुआ था?
मैं फोन की बात कर ही नहीं रहा, वहां पे जो हाथ पे
मैं
चीज
फोन की बात कर रहा हूं ना।
लेके।
मैंने, सुनो एक बात जो शायद तुमको समझ में नहीं आई, कि मैं सार्कैज़म का इस्तेमाल कर रहा था ये पॉइंट आउट करने के लिए कि प्रवीण मोहन का आर्ग्यूमेंट बकवास है, क्योंकि उस टाइम पे फोन नहीं हो सकते थे। और मेरा पॉइंट ये था कि अगर कोई फोन मान सकता है तो कोई नोटपैड क्यों नहीं मान सकता। दैट वॉज माई पॉइंट। मैं ये नहीं कह रहा था कि उनके हाथ में नोटपैड था, उनके हाथ में नोटपैड नहीं था उस समय, नोटपैड नहीं थे उस टाइम पे, लोग ग्रोसरी लिस्ट नहीं बनाते थे शायद, आई थिंक। बट स्टिल, अगर कोई मान सकता है कि 5,000 10,000 साल पुरानी मूर्तियों के हाथ में आईफोन है, तो कोई ये क्यों नहीं मान सकता कि उनके हाथ में एक नोटपैड है? मेथड तो वही है।
यस
प्रवीण
सर,
मोहन एक स्टैचू को देख के एक कंक्लूजन बनाया मन से, मैंने भी एक स्टैचू को देख के एक कंक्लूजन बनाया मन से, तुमको ये
सर
मानने
जी,
में तकलीफ क्यों रही हो ये?
सर जी, मैं आपको एक चीज बोलना चाहता हूँ। वहां पे मैंने एक चीज देखा है, एक मंदिर का जो पिलर है, वो पिलर का जो शेप है एकदम परफेक्ट राउंड राउंड, जो वहां पे जो वो हमारे यहाँ पे जो ये मशीन का यूज होता है, कटर कटर वाला, जो यहाँ पे राउंड में घूमते रहता है, और उसको एक पिलर का राउंड शेप आता है। तो उस टेम्पल का पिलर एकदम एकदम एक परफेक्ट शेप का है, और उसमें वो लाइन भी है, जिसके वजह से वो पिलर घुमा के बनाया गया, उसका भी एकदम पूरा मार्क है। तब उसको
तुम्हारा
कैसे
आर्गुमेंट
एक्सप्लेन करेंगे?
आर्गुमेंट क्या है तुम्हारा? तुमको लगता है कि उस समय लोग सर्कल नहीं बना सकते थे?
सर्किल नहीं सर, वो पिलर जय आपको ये पता है, एक टाइप मशीन है, उसको कहते हैं लीद मशीन, लेथ मशीन।
हाँ,
हाँ सर, उस टाइप का कुछ होगा,
उस टाइप का कुछ होगा तो
वो
पता है। देखो,
जो लेत मशीन का जो मार।
मैं ये जानता हूं कि उस समय जो मूर्ति बनी थी उसका एक राउंड पिलर है। आई एम श्योर दे हैड अ वे टू डू दिस, बट इन ऑर्डर टू कम टू द कंक्लूजन अबाउट उन्होंने कैसे किया, व्हाई डज योर माइंड ऑटोमेटिकली गो टू लेद मशीन? लेद मशीन कब बनी थी पहले?
सर जी,
अभी अगर
ये
पूछ रहे थे कि
जो
पेन कितने साल बना, फोन कितने साल पहले बना, लेद मशीन कितने साल पहले बनी थी?
लेत मशीन इज ए सिंपल इंजीनियरिंग मशीन, वो
हाँ
बहुत सिंपल चीज है।
हाँ
यहाँ पे हमारे जो ये बनता है पॉट, मिट्टी का जो
भाई
पॉट
अरण्या, आई
बनता है।
थिंक अरण्या अरण्या आई थिंक इट विल बी यूजफुल इफ यू टेल मी तुम साबित क्या करना चाहते हो।
सर, मैं ये साबित करना चाहता हूं कि मंदिर में जो उस जो स्कल्पचर है, जो पिलर है, उसमें भी कुछ ना कुछ टेक्नोलॉजी का यूज करके उसको बनाया गया है। कुछ
मैं कब मना कर रहा हूं? तो मैं कब मना कर रहा हूं? कुछ ना कुछ टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल तो ऑब्वियसली हुआ है ना।
यस
मैं,
सर,
मेरा ऑब्जेक्शन इस बात को लेके है कि वो टेक्नोलॉजी प्रवीण मोहन हमेशा आईफोन लेवल का बताता है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स, एलियन शिप्स। अभी कुछ दिनों पहले एक वीडियो बनाया था जिसमें वो, पता नहीं तुम हिंदू हो ना अरण्या?
नहीं सर, मैं पहले यहाँ पे जो जो सिंपल बनता है ऐसा था, मतलब हिंदू था पर कुछ मुझे ये टेंपल टेंपल पूजा पाठ अच्छा नहीं लगता था, कुछ भी नहीं था।
तुम
इसके
एक
बाद
सवाल का सिंपल जवाब दे दो ना भाई, तुम अभी हिंदू हो या नहीं?
अभी मैं हिंदू हूं।
ठीक है, तो मैं अगर तुमसे कहूं कि हिंदू मंदिर ट्रांसफॉर्मर रोबोट्स हैं, तो तुम्हारे सेंटिमेंट्स को हर्ट होगा या नहीं होगा?
नहीं सर, ये
क्यों
चीज
नहीं होगा?
वो प्रवीण मोहन सर इसको ऐसे स्टोरी टेलिंग टाइप का करते हैं।
इसको
आप
स्टोरी
जैसे
टेलिंग नहीं बोलते, वो लिटरली
सर
मैंने वो वीडियो
जी
देखा है,
सर जी सर
अरण्या,
जी
मैंने वो अरण्या अरण्या अरण्या
बताइए।
मैंने वो वीडियो देखा है। प्रवीण मोहन मंदिर के अंदर जाता है, एक पत्थर को देखता है, बोलता है ये पत्थर घूम सकता है, और छत में एक होल है, और उसके वीडियो के थंबनेल में लिखा है, क्या ये मंदिर रात को ट्रांसफॉर्मर रोबोट बन जाता था?
सर
तुम्हें ये
जी
ऑफेंसिव नहीं लगता एज अ हिंदू? तुम्हें ये ऑफेंसिव नहीं लगता?
सर जी उसके बाद वाल एक वीडियो
मैंने
में
जो
देखा
पूछा
हूं
उसका
मैं।
जवाब दो ना अरण्या, मैंने उसका मैं जो पूछा उसका जवाब दो ना।
ऑफेंसिव नहीं है सर, ये वन टाइप ऑफ स्टोरी टेलिंग है। आप जैसे दो लड़की को डायरेक्ट लेस्बियन बोल
ये
देते
बहुत
हो वो।
घटिया, ये एक घटिया स्टोरी टेलिंग नहीं है। हमारी स्टोरीज में कोई अभाव है? रामायण महाभारत जब तक ट्रांसफॉर्मर रोबोट्स और एलियन स्पेसशिप से भर नहीं जाते, तब तक तुम जैसे प्रवीण मोहन और उस जैसे लोगों के मन को शांति नहीं मिलेगी? क्या रामायण और महाभारत में एलियंस नहीं भरेंगे तब तक हमारे धर्म का उत्थान नहीं हो सकता? मैं ये पूछना चाहता हूँ प्रवीण
सर जी
मोहन, तुम्हारे धर्म का, मैं अपने आप को हिंदू नहीं कहता, प्रवीण मोहन
ये सर
तुम्हारे धर्म का हर रोज अपमान करता है और तुम लोग उसको बहुत बड़ी तोप मानते हो।
सर
दैट इज द
ये
प्रॉब्लम।
अपमान नहीं है, ये
ये
अपमान
अपमान
नहीं है,
है,
ये
क्योंकि अगर तुम्हें अपने
आपको
धर्म पे
अपमान
गर्व
लग
होता,
रहा है।
नहीं मुझे मुझे फर्क नहीं पड़ता अपमान है या नहीं, मुझे आश्चर्य इस बात का होता है कि ये बकवास करने के बाद भी तुम लोग जो अपने आप को हिंदू कहते हो, तुम्हें अपमान क्यों नहीं फील होता? कोई मंदिर के बारे में कुछ भी बोल दे, कोई मंदिर के बारे में, मंदिर के बाहर कुछ कर दे, मंदिर के सामने कोई लड़का लड़की को किस कर दे, हिंदू लोग खड़े हो जाते हैं किसी जान लेने के लिए, राइट? पर प्रवीण मोहन हर वीडियो में ट्रांसफॉर्मर्स और एलियंस भरता रहता है मंदिरों में, और तुम लोगों का अपमान नहीं होता, तुम लोगों को फर्क नहीं पड़ता। मुझे ये समझ में नहीं आ रहा, मुझे समझाओ। इस
वो
लेवल की
कहते हैं ये
बकवास
हो
करता है वो
सकता है।
हिंदू मंदिरों के बारे में, क्योंकि ये नहीं हो सकता। अभी तुमने मुझे कहा फोन कितने साल बने थे, जब वो कहता है कि कोई पांच
सर
हजार
मैंने
साल पुराने
फोन का
मोदी के
बात
हाथ में
नहीं किया,
आईफोन
मैंने
था।
पिन का बात किया सर, मैंने पिन
मैं
का बात
आईफोन की
किया।
बात कर रहा हूँ ना, मैं आईफोन की बात कर रहा हूँ,
यस सर
मैंने
हाँ
पेन की
बोल।
बात की क्योंकि मैंने पेन का एग्जांपल इस्तेमाल किया। प्रवीण मोहन अपने वीडियो में साफ साफ बोलता है कि ये लड़की जो मूर्ति में ऐसा कुछ पकड़े हुई है, उसके हाथ में आईफोन हो सकता है। तुम्हें लगता है आईफोन हो सकता है?
सर हो सकता है, आप
कैसे हो सकता है
सेंटेंस को
बताओ? आईफोन कितने
समझिए
साल पहले बने थे? आईफोन
सर,
कितने
आप
साल पहले बने
सेंटेंस
थे?
को समझिए।
मैं सेंटेंस को ही
आपको
समझने की कोशिश कर रहा हूँ, तुम्हारे
ये
सेंटेंस
आईफोन है और हो सकता है, दोनों में अंतर
कैसे
है
हो
थोड़ा
सकता है? मुझे मुझे समझाओ,
सर,
पांच
दोनों
हजार
में
साल
अंतर है
पहले अरण्या,
थोड़ा।
मुझे समझाओ 5,000 साल पहले किसी के हाथ में आईफोन कैसे हो सकता है,
नहीं
जबकि
नहीं हो
हमें
सकता है
पृथ्वी के, अभी तो कह रहे थे हो सकता है।
सर, उन्होंने कुछ दिन किया, एक एक विस्मय सूचक चिन्ह है, ये हो सकता है। आप इसका आंसर हाँ भी हो सकता है ना भी हो सकता है, ठीक
क्या हाँ हो
है।
सकता है? तुम्हें लगता है हाँ हो सकता है?
दो लड़की
तुम्हें लगता
पास
है
पास
हाँ
खड़ा
हो सकता है?
है, दो लड़की
हाँ
पास खड़ा है, वो दो लड़की मम्मी बेटी भी हो सकती है, चाची बेटी भी हो सकती है, लेस्बियन भी हो सकती है।
ये सब पॉसिबल है। आईफोन होना 5,000 साल पहले पॉसिबल है?
आईफोन होना नहीं पॉसिबल है, पर वो एक
वही
बुक
तो
तो हो सकता है,
मैं तुमको
पेन
चाची
तो हो
वाली के बारे में
सकता
नहीं
है।
पूछ रहा हूँ। तुम टॉपिक से दूर भाग रहे हो, मैं तुमको वापस टॉपिक पे लाना चाहता हूँ।
यस सर
चाची मामी माँ बेटी ये सब हो सकता है, मुझे पता है तुम्हें पता है, इट्स ऑल पॉसिबल, राइट?
यस
5,000 साल पहले मौर्य काल में लोगों की मूर्तियां, जिन लोगों की मूर्तियां मंदिर के दीवारों पर हैं, उनके हाथ में आईफोन हो सकता है?
नहीं सर
तो कैसे, तुम क्या डिफेंड करने आए हो यहाँ पे? मुझे
सर,
प्रॉब्लम उस बात से है।
मैं ये बोलना चाह रहा हूं कि आप जैसे जिस एंगल से इसको देख रहे हैं, हम इस एंगल से इसको नहीं देखते।
कौन सा एंगल से मैं देख रहा हूं, मुझे समझाओ। मैं सिर्फ एक एंगल से देख रहा हूं, और वो ये है कि ये
आप डायरेक्ट
आदमी,
हिस्टोरिकल एविडेंस पे आते हो।
हाँ क्यों नहीं आऊं हिस्टोरिकल एविडेंस पे? अगर वो उसका पूरा चैनल हिस्ट्री के बारे में है, तो मैं किस
सर
एंगल
जी
से आऊं?
आपको एक मैं प्रश्न करना चाहता हूं।
करिए 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 प्रश्न
ये
करिए।
जो पिरामिड है यह कहाँ पर है?
इजिप्ट आई थिंक, और पर कुछ साउथ अमेरिका में भी है।
यहाँ पे कोई पिरामिड है इंडिया में?
इंडिया में कुछ आर्किटेक्चरल स्ट्रक्चर्स हैं जिनको पिरामिडिक शेप में देखा जा सकता है।
हाँ। जैसे कहाँ पे है?
मुझे याद नहीं
आपको है। आपको कुछ आइडिया है?
मुझे याद नहीं है।
एमपी में
तुम्हारा पॉइंट क्या है?
एमपी में एक स्टेप पिरामिड है। तो आप कैसे कह सकते हैं कि कुछ टेक्नोलॉजी वहीं पे था? यहाँ पे भी तो कुछ हो सकता है ना।
ठीक है, मध्य प्रदेश में एक स्ट्रक्चर मिला जो कि पिरामिडिक शेप में है। पॉइंट क्या है?
आपको मैं ये बताना चाह रहा हूँ कि ये जो टेक्नोलॉजी उस एंशिएंट टाइम में है, कुछ हो सकता है जिसके कारण वो उस टाइप का बनाया गया है।
क्या, क्या आप, तो कंक्लूजन क्या है तुम्हारा? पॉइंट है क्या? मुझे अभी तक बस डेटा के रूप में, मुझे अब तक डेटा के रूप में एक ही चीज मिली है और वो है मध्य प्रदेश में एक स्ट्रक्चर है जो पिरामिड जैसा है। कंक्लूजन
सर जी, मॉडर्न टाइम वो चिसल और हैमर लेके आप एक मंदिर पूरा बना नहीं सकते।
बिल्कुल बना सकते। तुमने अक्षरधाम मंदिर देखा है? अक्षरधाम मंदिर देखा है जो दिल्ली में है? अक्षरधाम दिल्ली में है, नोएडा, दिल्ली नोएडा के बीच में। वो पूरा का पूरा प्राचीन स्टाइल में बना हुआ मंदिर है जो मॉडर्न टाइम में बना हुआ है। और ऐसे बहुत सारे मंदिर हैं, तुम आराम से मतलब सर्च करोगे टेम्पल्स मेड इन द 90s, यू विल फाइंड प्लेंटी ऑफ टेम्पल्स व्हिच लुक लाइक दे वर मेड इन एंशिएंट टाइम्स। पॉइंट क्या है? तुमको मध्य प्रदेश में एक स्ट्रक्चर मिला जो पिरामिड जैसा दिखता है। देयरफॉर व्हाट इज इट दैट यू वांट टू से?
उसका जो ब्लॉक है वो सिंपली ऊपर नहीं जा सकता।
गया है कुछ तो, किसी ना किसी तरीके से तो गया होगा।
वो जो इजिप्ट में जो पिरामिड है, वो पिरामिड के एक एक ब्लॉक का वेट कितना होगा?
कंक्लूजन क्या है? तुम ये कह रहे हो कि इजिप्ट का पिरामिड कैसे बना तुम्हें नहीं पता। देयरफॉर व्हाट
देयरफॉर दे मस्ट हैव समथिंग दैट हाउ दे मेड दिस। आप ये नहीं बता सकते।
आई एग्री। बाय द वे तुमको ये बता दो, साउथ इंडिया में रियली टॉल टेम्पल्स हैं, उनके बनने का तरीका तुमको पता है क्या था?
ना सर।
उसका तरीका था कि वो लोग टेम्पल जहां पे खड़ा है ना, उसके आसपास का एक बहुत बड़ा एरिया खोद डालते थे, गड्ढा बना देते थे, राइट? और उसके बाद द टेम्पल वॉज बिल्ट फ्रॉम टॉप टू बॉटम, लाइक दे विल एक गड्ढा है ऐसे करके, और उस गड्ढे के अंदर वो लोग एक पत्थर रखेंगे, फिर उसके नीचे वाला रखेंगे, फिर उसके नीचे वाला एरिया और खोदेंगे, फिर उसके नीचे वाला रखेंगे और खोदेंगे, सो दैट बाय द टाइम दे गेट टू द बॉटम दे ऑलरेडी हैव एन एंटायर स्ट्रक्चर मेड ऑफ स्टोन्स, एंड देन दे विल क्लियर आउट द गड्ढा एंड इट विल अपीयर एज इफ जमीन से इतना ऊंचा ये मंदिर है। मुझे नहीं पता पिरामिड कैसे बने थे, किसी को भी नहीं पता पिरामिड कैसे बने थे, बट उसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि तुमको बोलो कि उनके पास एडवांस्ड मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी थी और एलियन स्पेसशिप्स थे और आईफोन्स थे। दैट इज माय पॉइंट।
हम ये नहीं बोल रहे हैं कि एलियन आके कर रहे हैं। मैं नहीं बोलना चाहता कि एलियन आके कर रहा है।
बहुत बार प्रवीण बहुत बार कहता है, तुमने देखे हैं उसके वीडियो?
सर जी वो बोलते हैं ये हो सकता है।
तुम्हें लगता है हो सकता है?
हमको नहीं लगता। नहीं हो सकता ये।
क्या क्या?
मुझे लगता है नहीं हो सकता।
क्यों? मुझे भी नहीं लगता हो सकता है।
उस टाइम के आदमी लोगों के पास कुछ होगा ऐसा जिससे वो लोग बना है।
अगर प्रवीण मोहन ये कहता कि ये मंदिर ऐसा है और मुझे नहीं पता ये कैसे बना, मुझे कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं होगी। मुझे प्रॉब्लम इस बात से है कि वो झूठ फैलाता है ये बोल के कि ये मंदिर ऐसे है और इसको देख के मुझे लगता है कि यहाँ पे आईफोन थे। उस बात से मुझे प्रॉब्लम है, और ये झूठ है और वो हर जगह फैलाता रहता है। दैट इज द पॉइंट
सर। वहां पे एक मंदिर पे एक चेन है, आप देखे हैं?
अरण्या, नो मैटर व्हाट आर्ग्यूमेंट यू गिव, आई विल कम बैक टू द सेम थिंग।
ठीक है सर, वहाँ पे मंदिर पे एक चेन है, आप देखे रिंग टाइप का?
ओके,
एक रिंग, उसके बाद एक रिंग, उसके नीचे एक रिंग, गोल गोल रिंग। तो वो वहाँ पे गोल करके कैसे घुसाया गया?
यू थिंक पीपल डोंट नो हाउ टू रिंग स्ट्रिंग रिंग्स टुगेदर?
सर दिस इज मेड ऑफ स्टोन।
देयर आर वेज, श्योर, आई एम श्योर, अगर कोई कुशल शिल्पकार होगा, I'm sure there are ways to do it. We have, if you watch Japanese carpentry videos, people back then knew how to make rings out of wood and string them together. I'm sure there are ways to do this.
सर ये wood का नहीं, ये stone का।
स्टोन का भी हो सकता है. अगर तुम वुड को कार्व कर सकते हो तो स्टोन को क्यों नहीं कार्व कर सकते. इट्स नॉट रॉकेट साइंस. आई एम श्योर इफ अगर तुम यूट्यूब पे भी सर्च करोगे ना तो तुमको 10 वीडियो मिल जाएंगे लोग इसको करते हैं. हर चीज का कंक्लूजन एलियंस होना जरूरी नहीं है अरण्य. और अगर कोई तुमको
हम चीज मैं एलियंस पे नहीं अटका हूं, मैं जानना चाहता हूं ये बना तो बना कैसे है.
तुम सर्च करके पता कर सकते हो. तुम एक्चुअल आर्कियोलॉजिस्ट की बुक को पढ़ सकते हो.
मैं
ये कह रहा हूं कि प्रवीण मोहन इज नॉट अ गुड सोर्स फॉर दिस बिकॉज ही इज नाइदर अ हिस्टोरियन नॉर एन आर्कियोलॉजिस्ट. ही इज जस्ट अ कॉन्स्पिरेसी थियोरिस्ट हु लुक्स एट थिंग्स एंड सेज मुझे नहीं पता ये कैसे हुआ, जरूर एलियंस होंगे. अरण्य के चक्कर में जो बाकी दो लोग थे वो लोग भी भाग गए. अरे वापस आओ. anyone else who is connected and wanted to talk, you can come back. हमारा कॉल इतना लंबा हो गया, मुझे लोग चले गए. ठीक है, कुछ देर कॉमेंट्स पढ़ते हैं. आई एम श्योर बहुत सारे फनी कॉमेंट आए होंगे. Ajay says, what is happening? Is he offended by lesbians or that someone questioned Praveen Mohan? Praveen Mohan. Aaj main bola tha na, Praveen Mohan ke bahut sare followers hain jo ki uske claims ko defend karne ke liye comments mein aate hain. Aur unka primary mode of argument hota hai argument from ignorance. Ki ye mandir aisa tha, hume nahi pata kaise bana. How do you know it was not because of iPhones and advanced technology? So, it's literally argument from ignorance. Their argument is stemming from their ignorance. And Praveen Mohan is happy to take advantage of them. Vinted says, AI time traveled back and gifted iPhone to Mauryan princess. Reference Zeta Wave 5547. Google Pixel will file a complaint, says Shamik. Aurelius says, best person to discuss ancient aliens is Professor Praveen Mohan. Is he a professor of any kind at all? I don't think so. I think he's just an engineer with a selfie stick. Shuryasha says, when I see youth making such basic arguments, I feel helpless on how to convince them. Taranga says, yeah, Sumana, he's defending the right to make up stories. Everyone has the right to make up stories. But when you start saying these stories are literally true and history, that's when you're entering dicey territory. The problem is he doesn't care that made up stories replace evidence-based historiography. Yeah. Vintage says, please don't ridicule guys. There possibility humans in future time travel back to ancient India and gifted iPhone. Who knows? अगर मैं time में पीछे जाऊंगा फिर तो लोगों को iPhone दूंगा, उससे उनको क्या फायदा होगा? अगर मैं उनको satellite technology नहीं देता और अगर मैं उनको microprocessor बनाने का knowledge नहीं देता, खाली किसी को iPhone 5000 साल past में जाओ, किसी को एक iPhone पकड़ा दो, उसको कान में लगा के क्या करेगा? फोटो खिंचवाएगा. In order for iPhones to exist 5,000 years in the past, you will also, in order to prove that, you will also need proof that electricity existed, that satellites existed, and that services that could be accessed through the iPhone existed. Otherwise, it's a break. Guntuchi says, Vimo to speaker and us to Nolan at the end of Inception. Conclusion kya hai? मेरा टोटम अब तक घूम रहा है उसके साथ बात करने के बाद. पिंक पैंथर सेज विमो वी वेट होल वीक टू लिसन टू योर विजडम. दिस प्रवीण मोहन फैन इज वेस्टिंग टाइम. आई डोंट हैव एनी विजडम. माय विजडम आई यूज ऑल माय विजडम टू मेक अ डिबग वीडियो अबाउट प्रवीण मोहन एंड पीपल आर सेइंग बट हाउ डू यू नो इट वाज नॉट आईफोन्स एंड दिस गाय वाज सेंसिबल राइट. ही अग्रीज दैट ही थिंक्स इट वाज नॉट आईफोन्स, दैट इट वाज नॉट एडवांस्ड मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी, बट ही स्टिल डिफेंडिंग इट बिकॉज अपेरेंटली I don't know. He's getting satisfaction from the stories. But yeah, science fiction, dekh lo. At least those people are not lying to you. Watch a lot of science. There is plenty of good science fiction written by Indian people. Praveen Mohan is not even talented in that area. He can't write. Taranga says, yes, hammers, chisels, pulleys existed in ancient times, Aranya. That there is archaeological evidence of it in written documents. So what? There is no evidence for iPhones in ancient times, however. Glenn says, the result of our country producing more useless engineers than good intellectuals or philosophers. I think the reason might also be that our country is producing a lot of unemployed engineers who A, can't do engineering, B, have to do something. So they start a YouTube channel and start lying and they get a lot of views through that. It's intellectual decay. It's an intellectual degradation of a civilization. Taranga says, Arg, time waster caller, but so sad. He's so sincere and earnest also. Yeah, he was very polite. He was very sweet. Vinted says, if there is a possibility exists, it is possible. I am sure humans time traveled back to ancient India and gifted tablets to ancient Indians. It's how we see those resemblance in temples. Okay. I'm sure your brain is a gift from people from the Jurassic era. Dinosaur ka dimag implant kiya gaya tumhare sir ke andar. Ron McDonald says, Harappan boy band ka archaeologist ne YouTube mein video discover kiya hai. Shot by an iPhone with 64K video quality. Those guys were so ahead of the time back. Oh yeah, totally. Great Bath ke andar unka video shoot hua tha. Vimo is hard boiled. Good end to the talk. Guntuchi says, not only is this horrendous, there is also a scathing indictment of our education system. Hmm. This guy who had called, I think he's a B-Tech. Because he had, I don't know if that was this guy, somebody while talking to me, and I said, where have you done your B-Tech from? And I was like, ye history ke upar video tha. Iske liye B-Tech ki kya zarurat hai mere ko? Brown Panic says, काश हर कॉलर ऐसा हो, एथीस्ट एक्सपीरियंस की तरह हाइलाइट्स की लाइन लग जाएगी. हाँ नहीं, इसका मैं क्लिप नहीं बनाने वाला, बिकॉज इट आई डोंट थिंक आई एम गोना मेक अ क्लिप आउट ऑफ दिस. ओके, समबडी केम एंड देन डिसअपीयर्ड, आई डोंट नो व्हाट हैपेंड. समबडी पॉइंट्स आउट, MI क्यों नहीं? हाँ ये भी अच्छी बात है, हर जगह आईफोन क्यों? आई थिंक इट्स बिकॉज प्रवीण मोहन लिव्स इन अमेरिका, ही वॉन्ट्स एवरीथिंग टू बी अमेरिकन. Gunduchi says, I traveled back in time yesterday, showed the good people of Mohenjo-daro recloring videos, get ready for future to change. Shamik says, Apple has strict policy for negative characters using iPhones in films. Hope Praveen Mohan maintains that in his storytelling. Priyanshu says, devil's advocate, I think in last stream you argued that correct stance on God is that we don't know. Yet when the last guy said we don't know if iPhone was there or not, you tried pinning him. Last stream you argued that correct stance on God is that we don't know. Yet when the last guy said we don't know if iPhone was there or not, you tried pinning him. We have no frame of reference for God. We have a frame of reference for iPhone. Our frame of reference for iPhones tells us that iPhones are not an ancient phenomenon. They were created a few years ago. They exist in this time in history. And in no other time in history has there been found evidence of an iPhone or anything resembling an iPhone. I hope that clears things up. Good that you're playing devil's advocate. I like it. Shiryasha says, the irony is people pick up sci-fi, I think, mumbo-jumbo from Ashwin Sanghi's fictional books and start promoting the links between shivaling and nuclear plants. I don't think Ashwin Sanghi is to blame for this. He's a writer. He's writing genuine fiction. He's not deceptive about his stories, right? But there is this larger trend where we are unable to make a distinction between fiction and fact. And that plays a huge role in the encouragement of superstition in society. If a lot of people who are engineers right now had received training in processing humanities subjects, if the person who is looking at data about subsidies had also looked at studies by sociologists, if the engineer who is advocating for ancient technology apparently had read science fiction, then these people would be in a better position as far as processing evidence is concerned. And they would not be falling for silly little logical fallacies like argument from ignorance. And I suppose on some level, it is also argument from authority. Praveen Mohan ne kaha hai, toh kaise galat ho sakta hai? Rick says, how does no evidence confirm the non-existence? How do you account for limits that constrain your access to potential evidence? I use my best possible guess on the basis of my frame of reference. If tomorrow we found evidence of iPhones existing in Mesopotamia, this guy's case would get stronger. But right now, because there is none, there is no reason to take it seriously. Aurelius says, Praveen Mohan is the poster boy of right-wing uncle. Arre no, you'll be surprised. There will probably be people who are not right-wing who will also be sympathetic to this nonsense. Ligma Ball says, he's just marveled at the art that resorts to the idea being some ancient mysterious technology. Yeah. They are looking at ancient India through a very Western lens. And therefore, they are coming to the conclusion that all of this cannot possibly be achieved by those uncivilized, Indians. This must have been advanced modern technology. They think they're doing it to uplift their nation and its reputation, but what they're actually doing is that they're giving it a grave insult, and they're so uneducated in these matters that they don't even know that they're insulting things. Taranga says, I wonder how they hold jobs that involve the use of science. It is really horrifying to me. Taranga, you remember this high court judge some time ago, right? Who said that peacocks reproduce when the female peacock, the peahen, drinks the tears of the peacock. Yeah. These are not separate categories. There are plenty of people who are, you know, highly educated doctors and engineers who hold on to really silly, stupid beliefs simply because it makes them happy and it makes them feel good about their history and their religion. But I'm sure you knew that. Blue Being says, is there any chance that advanced civilization like Egyptian civilization was wiped out by natural disasters? There is evidence of this also. Egyptian civilization, at least to some degree, suffered because of, the Nile River either drying up or bringing in a lot of the land becoming barren, right? The land becoming barren and crops not growing anymore. Indus Valley civilization almost definitely met its end because the rivers dried up and there was famine and, I mean, there was so much uncultivable land. Like, you know, what's that thing called? There is in the run of Kutch in Gujarat right now, Dholavira, the ruins of an Indus Valley city have been found. Apparently, when the city was flourishing, the run of Kutch was not a salted desert. It was a thriving marshland. So 5,000 years ago, 5,000 years is a lot of time for places to change. Dholavira was in run of Kutch, or am I thinking of something else? Wait, let me just confirm this. In the city in run of Kutch. Dholavira, yes. Dholavira was the largest Indus site in India, located in the run of Kutch. The city was built on the Tropic of Cancer, possibly indicating Dholavira's inhabitants were skilled in astronomy. The run of Kutch also contained the industrial site of Kheerasara, where warehouse was found. Yeah. So 5,000 years is a long time. Climate change can indeed bring civilizations to an end, which should also be a warning to us. Ajay Kedar, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. I think you missed Aranya's comments that he's an architecture student. I didn't hear that. I don't think he said that, but if I missed it, I'm sorry. Brown Panic says, Vimo, there is a channel called Red Polemic that has a series on fascism and Hindutva fascism. Please paste its link here so that people can directly jump to that stream after. People can just type it, right? Red Polemic is the channel name. Just type it into YouTube search and go. If I paste a link in the YouTube chat, it may not show. And also, I don't want to encourage link pasting. Pink Panther, thank you for the 269 rupee super sticker. Much appreciated. Thank you. Taranga says, he said he's architecture student in the chat. Oh, okay. He said in the chat. I did not see it. I was only referring to him talking. There is someone called Neil, but I suppose this will have to be the last call. Let me just take them on. Hi, Neil. What's up? Neil, you are online. Okay, Neil is not saying anything. We'll get back to Neil in a minute. Maybe they're away from their computer. Shamik says, these people make these arguments from the position that people in ancient time were dumb and lazy, which is not true. Usually they were smart and more hardworking. Yeah, and I'm not even going to make a case about hard work. We have this, like there have been people who say, okay, how did ancient people know what a fetus looks like? Do you realize that miscarriages are a thing? People are able to tell what a dead baby looks like because miscarriages were quite a thing back then. People also got killed in war, and that is how they knew what intestines look like. They did not need MRI machines and X-ray scans to understand how the internal body was situated. A lot of times we come to these conclusions about ancient times because we are unable to put ourselves in the shoes of someone who lived in that time. And if we do, it's a very simple matter, often. Like stone rings, right? If you search right now on YouTube, stone rings being built, you can find methods about how they built. And there is no reason to think that they did not have access to, methods like that. Let me try. Okay, this is videos about rings, like, you know, engagement rings, stone chain carving. Yep, you can find videos. There are methods using which you can make wooden and stone chains, like interlocking links in a chain. It's not rocket science. If people were smart enough to build gigantic buildings back in the day without having cranes, this is also possible. We may not know how it got made, and the response to situations like that should always be, we don't know. But it should never go, we don't know, therefore it must be X, Y, Z modern technology that we have no evidence for in ancient times. Unavailable Bebop says, someone needs to make a Twitch super chat for him to notice us. Unavailable Bebop, I am looking at Twitch chat. It's also coming here. But no, don't send me money on Twitch. Twitch takes a gigantic cut of it. Most of the money, more than half of it, will never get to me. A better way to support me, and I suppose it's time to mention it, the stream is ending. A good way to support this channel is to click the join button below and become a member. You can also support me by sending money to Vimo@UPI. It's my UPI handle. Maybe next episode, I'll try to put a barcode on screen that people can just scan. That's the best way to contribute, because that money comes directly to me and I lose very little of it. You can also send super chats like some people have in the YouTube chat today. Pink Panther, Ajay Kedar, and Amit Matthew. You can also go to Patreon and support me at patreon.com/Vimo. You can also go to my website at www.vimo.in and click the support button there to make a contribution of any amount of your choice. There's no monthly, yearly membership scheme. It's just a one-time payment there also. So these are the good ways. These are the better ways of supporting my work. Neil has disappeared, but Neil's question was, is there an insecurity in anti-caste allies about power transfer to marginalized communities? If yes, then how to deal with it? I think it's for them to deal with it, right? It's not the job of Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi crowds to deal with the insecurities of Savarna people who want to be allies. Savarna people have to learn how to be allies on their own. That's our job. It is unfair to expect people from marginalized background to take on the emotional labor of explaining, here's how you can help me. वो भी वही करें. इतने साल से हम लोग सब कुछ खा रहे थे. अभी उनकी मदद करने का मूड आया है, तो उसके लिए भी वही हमको एक्सप्लेन करें. There are plenty of books around. You can read books. You can educate yourself. You can. The best way to use for a Savarna ally to use their time is to talk to people who are in their own circles, friend circles, families, etc., so that they change their minds. That's the best way. Okay, I have someone called Yusuf. Yusuf, your web camera is on. Do you wish to keep it on? Okay. Hi, Yusuf.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's up?
Sorry, I have not been able to join your live stream because it started airing at 8 and by the time I returned from office, it already 9 or something. So I paused the recorded one on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Koi baat nahi.
So Vimo, I wanted to discuss once I was watching a video of yours, and it was regarding the France riots that happened recently, and someone made an argument that because of the refugee population coming in, all this happened, and you countered that argument by saying that it is not related to the refugee population or the demographic or people coming from a particular community, but about the liberal values and the freedom to express a certain nation gives. You quoted the example of Saudi Arabia, that it has a considerably higher Muslim population. Still, you will not see any Yusuf, kind of right.
Yusuf, I don't remember what I said in that call. Better to keep this call about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, so I slightly disagreed with that logic of yours, because that if you take that the France riots did not happen because of letting the refugees in, but because France allows freedom of expression, it is a liberal country, and it does not enforce certain laws.
So. Okay.
that argument of yours pushes us to a conclusion that a country should have extreme measures, some kind of fascist or dictatorship kind of rules. So I did not find that argument very...
Again, I don't remember making the argument that a country should have dictatorship rules. Did I say that?
No, you did not. You did not. You did not. I'm just asking. You quoted the example of Saudi Arabia. You quoted the example of Saudi... Yeah, yeah. Your argument was, we can take the example of Saudi Arabia. Hmm. And Saudi Arabia has a relatively high Muslim population. Still, you will not see any kind of riots or anarchy in Saudi Arabia because it has strict laws, dictatorship, and lesser freedom to express yourself.
Okay. Hmm. I did say that.
So, I did not find this counter very good while arguing with someone who is extreme right-wing supporter, because the moment you quote this argument, he will counter it with that, yeah, you agree that a country should be like Saudi Arabia.
No, but that's not what I concluded, right? Or you're saying they will think so?
They will. They may make a counter argument.
Okay. So what is your solution?
So I thought a lot, but I was not able to give a good counter. So that's why I connected with you over this call.
Okay. So no, my point essentially was that it's always good to have freedom, even if it is results in disagreements and certain conflicts, because the way to solve a conflict in a democracy should be dialogue and, you know, consensus. I do not think that dictatorship is a solution to any kind of social harmony wala problems, because then it takes away a lot that, like right now, you look at our country, right? And where we have certain autocratic tendencies in currency. So, jahan pe kuch bura ho raha hota hai, jahan pe discussion hona chahiye, jahan pe there is discontent among people, that's just wiped clean. So ideally, ek aisa desh ho sakta hai jahan pe one person or one party is ruling and nobody gets to hear any bad thing because everything is under control and people outside it come to the conclusion that it is very peaceful. But I personally don't think that Saudi Arabia is peaceful if people are being, you know, people are being prevented from having their say. In France, people can have their say and some people will disagree with it and some people will agree with it and there will be conflict. Of course, it should not be allowed to go into violent territory. But disagreement ko necessarily, normally, like people when they talk about France, they will say ki log mar rahe hain. And that's obviously a bad thing. It's a law and order situation. But when people say ki itna disagreement hai, like some people will say ki America mein koi left-right ka civil war chal raha hai. That's a feature. That's not a bug. My point is that jab hum kisi desh ko dekhte hain aur wahan pe conflict ho raha hota hai, the natural conclusion we come to should not be that things are wrong there. The natural conclusion is it's a thriving democracy. People are talking to each other. People are disagreeing with each other. That is how you reach a consensus. That is how ideas spread. So that is what I was talking about.
So speaking of its last point, I'll exit after this. So again, taking the example of France, France has allowed considerable number of refugees into the country. And again, France is a liberal country which believes in freedom of expression, freedom of various things. So, and France suffered. The reasons could be various, but France suffered recently. So, shouldn't France curb the refugee entries, or should France enforce stricter measures over its citizens?
I'm honestly not even clear about what the source of the violence was, because I was honestly, jab koi France or Europe ka koi desh leke aata, mera primary response was like, I don't really care what is happening there. Mujhe zyada issue mere desh mein kya chal raha hai usse. Agar Manipur mein log 127 log mar chuke hain aur France mein ek aadmi mara hai, so I would rather focus on Manipur. But the point is, that's a decision for France to make about what kind of society it wants to become. If it was happening in India, my solution would be to, yes, we are an open country. Anyone who needs help can come to us. And if that creates problems, then those are problems we need to solve. The solution to problems arising out of more people coming in cannot be that we should not allow more people to come in. The solution should be, how do we solve this? How do we bring more people in? And how do we create a society where everyone can be accommodated and everyone can live at peace with each other? It's going to create complications. Sure, it is going to create complications. But the solution is to solve those complications, not to create the problem that is a result of preventing those people from entering.
Yeah, thank you, Bimo. Nice talking with you.
Thank you, Yusuf. Thank you for joining. Bye-bye. that was Yusuf. Taranga points out, I think he means that your analysis was implying or conveying the message that protest should not happen, which is not what you were saying, of course. Yeah, but I can understand the you know, confusion or the potential confusion that might happen as a result of saying something like that. Sumana says, as much as I have a problem with the US, I think it's one of the only countries where you're accepted for who you are, be it religious, atheist or whatever. I think that might depend on the neighborhood, Sumana. There are places in the US where it won't be as easily accepted. Taranga says, France has a complex history. While it has a history of revolutionary and liberal politics entering state institutions or policy, it's also deeply racist as a society in many ways, especially to Algerian Muslims. I suppose that can be said about many countries. We can say that India has a rich history of being accepting and open to people, but we also have a history simultaneous with that of discriminating against people on the basis of their religion and their caste. So yeah, it's always a mixed bag. And the goal should be obviously always, at least in my opinion, and I hope in the opinion of most people in the chat also, that we need to move towards a society, we need to move towards a future where societies that are multicultural can exist, where more people have access to all the resources as cheaply or as freely as possible, and that our policymakers do not divide us on the basis of the way we look or the what we believe and the languages we speak. So inspiring I am. Ron McDonald says, end this debate for good, Vimo. Butter chicken or Orville? What? I don't eat meat anymore. So Orville, I think. If I had butter chicken in front of me or Orville, I would choose Orville because I don't really eat meat anymore. Right. So yeah, before I end, thank you everyone for joining. You already know how to support the show. My UPI ID is in the scroll, in the what's it called? Ticker, in the ticker below, Vimo at UPI. You can send money there or you can become a member of the channel to support it, or you can go to www.vimo.in and support the channel there. Until the coming Wednesday, when I will be speaking with you again over things like, you know, religion, atheism, contemporary Indian politics and stuff, I'll take your leave. Do follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/thevimoshow. And bye. Take care of yourselves. I hope you have a great half a week ahead. Bye-bye.